Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, let's get you updated on everything that's going on this goofy planet, locally and nationally. I guess the big celebrity news this morning is Elton John out talking about his double knee replacement last year. And he had a very, very unique request for his surgeon. He's like, bro, let me keep my kneecaps. And I want to turn them into jewelry. Yeah. So they took his kneecaps out and they gave them to him. They had to bake them so they dried out.
Ew.
He said they get raw like a pumice stone. They're very porous. So they had to paint them and then polish them up, it sounded like. And I think they put like gold plating on them and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they turned them into a necklace and then something else. I don't have it.
A brooch. I saw
it's a
that.
Brooch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. A brooch and a necklace.
Gosh.
I could see him like maybe being donated to the Smithsonian or something at some point.
Yeah.
In their music section or
yeah.
the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They actually made him look kind of good.
They look neat.
Like
yeah.
it's, you wouldn't think it's a kneecap if you're
yeah,
looking
yeah.
at it.
And what a, I guess it's unique.
It's
you know?
Very unique.
That's somebody who has like
way too much money. And doesn't that sound like a mob threat? Like, I'm going to bake your kneecaps.
Yeah.
Like,
hey. You know? Joey the kneecap over here. Yeah. I'm going to bake your kneecaps.
Wow, that's vulgar.
No, he sounds so superior.
And how big
he?
Is a kneecap? That's a big necklace.
It's not too big. I mean, you know, bite your feet. You know, you can feel your kneecap right now.
I am feeling my
feel
kneecap,
your kneecap
right now. I'm
I
like,
hope they put new ones in.
Yeah, well, they do. It's the
metal alloy.
Yeah. When they take them out, you mean?
He's more machine than man.
Yeah, I was just joking, you guys.
I know you were.
I'm pretty
I know
sure they
would
put new ones in.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
I just don't care to bend my legs anymore. I wish to be straight legged from here on out.
Upright.
Centuries. I love the way it says centuries.
Polish
centuries.
My knees sounds like a Kama Sutra move.
It Ooh. Does.
Hey, baby, what do you think we polish the knees tonight, huh? You and me. You and me, we got to polish them knees.
Are you back to the New York?
I don't know. I'm not going to get off that guy today. I'm not going to get off him. Because everything just sounds better like that. Hey.
Polish the knees.
All right. Let's switch over to Jelly Roll. He has lost so much weight that he can now fit into Louis Vuitton.
Oh, classy guy.
He took a picture at the Vatican. Dude met the Pope, and he's looking pretty fly. He said, here's his actual quote, I can fit in Louis Vuitton now, pray for my bank account.
Yeah, oh, right.
No.
He's going to be spending some cash. He was at one point 550 pounds.
Oh, he was a big dude.
Jesus, right.
And every picture I see of him, he's shrinking and getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
He's down 200 pounds.
Good for him. That
exercising,
is...
clean eating, cutting down on late night excess, Katie.
Yeah, well, no, he has completely transformed his whole body, and good for him.
That's insane.
It takes so much commitment and dedication to do something like that. So I am just so in awe with what he did. Like, he completely changed his life.
The story says he's not done yet. One of his main goals when he started his weight loss journey is getting on the cover of Men's Health by 2026. It looks like he's on his way, so.
We're going to start after calling him Jelly Stick, though.
I know. He's
like,
no more Mr.
Jelly
Roll.
Jelly Roll is no longer applicable, so.
Which was part of his charm, right?
I mean, it really was, but again.
Yeah, but
it
looks like
him.
Jonah Hill. It's like, I don't like skinny Jonah Hill. I want fat Jonah Hill
but
back.
But Jonah Hill's going to be around for many more years because he got rid of all that weight.
I know,
you know?
But I don't like fat. I want fat Jonah Hill.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, what we need is fat Jonah Hill, you know?
I like them fluffy.
The Emmys drew 7.4 million viewers, which I guess is pretty good. It's quite a bump from last year, so good job to Nate Bargatze on that. they ran into Usher on the street, and they said, "Hey, Mr. Usher, who do you want to see?"
He said,
yeah, Mr. Usher,
three times.
Would you like to see somebody particular for this year's Super Bowl halftime show? And he said, "Metallica." He wants Metallica.
No way.
Metallica would be awesome, wouldn't it?
You know what?
Why not?
That would be a show that would be so neat because everyone would, you know, so many Metallica songs. Even if you're not a fan, they're so ingrained in pop culture, just, you would know them.
It feels like football. Yeah. It's just like America, you know. Let's get them. And we had a flyover at the same time. A guy jumping out of a plane with an American flag on him.
They got to enter to enter Sandman.
Give me double sided side. I don't know the words, but I just
I'm sorry.
Like,
you okay over there?
You riled up.
You all right?
I don't know
what
the
just
words.
Happened right now?
I don't know the words.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Yeah, there you go.
Where are you, Fred Flintstone over there?
Maybe.
I'll give you one more thing. Ed Sheeran, recently announced his plans to release an album after he dies. It'll be called Eject. It's not a joke. It's in his will, and his wife, I think his wife's name is Cherry.
Cherry. Yeah. She's a sweetheart.
She gets to pick the tracks for it. So once Eddie dies, we'll get a new album.
Well, hopefully that's
it's
not for a long
weird
time.
Weird to think
I know.
About, but I kind of like
Well, did you, going along that, I just saw this news, too. There is a movie coming out that is being made right now and is not scheduled to be released till 2125. So none of us will see it, but it will be released in 100 years. And people are wanting to do this futuristic stuff. Where
is
it's
Ed
like,
Sheeran in it?
No, it's not about Ed Sheeran. He's not. Well, he might be. I don't know if they're casting right now or not.
It's
but
weird that people are doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
I don't have anything lined up for when I die.
No, I don't either.
I got to think of something. What's going on with sports?
I know. Now we're all thinking, what are we going to do?
Do you have anything?
Like, what's
I do.
Happen?
This is also a funny story about a football club over across the pond. A top flight Bulgarian football club was in their most recent match. Before the game started, they mourned one of their former players after discovering that they thought that he had passed away. Now, they did a minutes long moment of silence to start the game where both teams lined up at center field and they talked about him, and then they did a moment of silence where everybody removed their caps and were like, "We're so sorry." Well, during that moment of silence, the supposed dead player started taking to social media and saying, "Hey, I'm still with you. I'm not dead yet. I'm still here."
Why did they think he died?
I don't know. His last name is Ganchev. I don't even want to try his first name. I'm sorry. But they paused. They talked about this and they were like, "Yes, we're so sorry for your loss." They honored him in a really special, nice way. And then the game proceeded. They go throughout the whole game. And then after the game, the team looked at social media and they were like, "Oh, crap."
No.
So they issued a very large apology to Ganchev and his family saying, "We are so sorry. We thought that you had passed away."
Oh, no.
And he goes, "Nope, I'm still in good health and I'm fine." And I think that is one of the funniest things I've ever heard, that he was honored. Not post-mortem. He's still alive.
But we love you.
We do love you.
Not dead yet.
Special.
We're glad
not
you're still
yet.
Okay.
He was incredibly special. He's actually so special that they wanted to honor him while he's still with us.
You
he's
know
still
what?
Living, so.
Here's your flowers, homie, while
they
you're still on this side of the ground.
Not many men get their flowers while they're still living.
Yes.
So he got that, and it's, you know, made him feel
it's
very
nice,
special.
Nice end to that
funny
story.
That's so
here's an awkward segue, as a bunch of people are texting me, including my wife. Robert Redford passed away.
Oh.
Actor Robert Redford. 89
no
years old, at his home at Sundance in the mountains of Utah.
That is
the place he loved, surrounded by people he loved. So, anyway, yeah, big time movie actor there passing away this morning. Robert Redford, 89.
Jeez.
Crazy. All right, Katie, what's going on with the local stuff?
Okay, yeah, well, we've talked about this, the city of Denver and how they are just struggling with money. And Mayor Mike Johnston announced the 2026 budget proposal, and it includes the biggest spending cuts in a decade. Yeah, so this is aside from the 2021 pandemic year, but a $200 million budget shortfall is due to a drop in sales revenue. So it looks like they're going to have to cut a lot of stuff this next year if they want to remain under budget. And we've heard about Denver just not doing too well with their money the last couple years.
You might need a few new accountants.
You might.
Maybe
you
have
might
AI do it for them or something.
Yeah, something. We're going to have to figure something out, because this came out yesterday and everybody's like, oh,
I saw a lot of the government employees have to take a 5 days off unpaid.
Yeah.
And
yeah, there's a lot of things like that where they're going to make a lot of changes and the employees look like they're going to have to be dealing with it.
That
the most.
Sucks.
So yeah, we'll keep our eye on that one. This is good news for Littleton though, because you know Mineral Place.
Yep.
Okay, so that is the old Lumen Technologies campus. They're going to have the biggest project that Littleton has seen in probably decades there. So it's going to be the new Costco.
I was just looking at this last night, actually finding where it was, and just trying to see if that's going to be closer to the Costco that I currently go to. Which I feel is a, they didn't size it right. The one I go to is too small.
Yeah.
So I want to go to this new one. But this is supposed to be like the biggest project Littleton has seen in years.
Yeah.
It's going to be a massive revenue maker for them.
Well, and the thing is the Costco alone is going to be 160,000 square feet.
That's how you do it.
Oh,
that's how you do it.
My gosh.
You can fit so many snacks in there.
Yeah, so many snacks. But they're also going to have 8 to 9 smaller retail pads. So they'll have other businesses in the area, obviously, along with
and some housing.
370-unit multifamily development known as the Sullivan. So they've got all kinds of things that are going to be going in there. They're going to call it Mineral Place.
Yeah.
And again, right there at 700 West Mineral Avenue in Littleton.
I don't know if I would want to live like right by a Costco because, I mean, talk about busy.
You'd be there all the time.
Every day. Every day the traffic would be horrible. And
Yeah,
but,
well,
you know what? We need housing, so
we do. And again, like it looks like they're figuring all of the landscape out, and I think the residents are going to be a little farther out than the actual Costco. So hopefully that'll alleviate some of the parking and whatnot. But I love that they're adding these things.
I love that for Costco.
Well, I like that they're adding these things within our communities because, again, everybody loves Costco, and to keep them more spread out so everyone can go to one.
Yeah, now we just need to get rid of the stupid, well, I hate to say stupid, the annoying sample ladies in there.
Why?
Get rid of them because it gums up traffic and it makes shopping very horrible.
What?
It's so horrible and it makes me angry and super annoyed when everyone's lining up. Try a pita chip because they've never tried a pita chip before.
No, that's
and I'm trying to get in and out of there.
You're trying to take away the funnest part of Costco, like
the only part,
most
that's
fun.
That's the most. I'm gonna say funnest, but you're gonna take. Away
I've never had a slice of breakfast sausage. Come here, kids. Let's go line up for some breakfast sausage. We've never had breakfast sausage before. Let me stand here in the lane so nobody can pass us.
See, and you're not looking at it the right way. You try it before you buy it.
Ain't That's nobody why. Buying those samples.
I've bought those samples
My
before.
Kids run up and eat like 9 pieces of breakfast sausage because they've never had it before.
Oh, so it's your
and
kids.
Then they
That's
don't buy
meal.
Any breakfast sandwiches.
So it's your kids.
It's truly the people that go there just to snack.
Your
you don't
kids
have to feed
the
them anymore, man.
Yeah, it's
you...
annoying because I got to get down to the lanes to get my cottage cheese and chicken nuggets.
Your big old gallon cottage cheese bucket.
I've never had a jalapeno popper. Let me stand here, right here by the vegetables.
Well,
gum
now,
up the traffic.
Now with this...
Here, let me just park my car here in the middle so nobody can get by me so I can try a jalapeno popper.
160,000 square feet you can get around the
You'll
jalapeno
How many
popper
samples
chair.
Are going to be in there?
You're
no,
fine.
They're just going to pack it more
fine.
Of samples.
You're fine.
I've never had caramel popcorn before. I better stand here for 45 minutes so I can get a little cup of caramel popcorn.
So you can try it before good. You buy it. That's
so
exactly
this guy behind
right.
me can't do his shopping. Let me stand here. Jalapeno popper with caramel popcorn on top.
Some people go to Costco for lunch, Jared. It's fine. It's
true,
fine.
True.
You're in a pinch.
Other than that, I got no opinion on it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure you'll be hitting up this Costco lots and lots of
early and lots. In the morning before the sample cards are out.
Yes. Yes. That's when you go.
What else you got over there, Katie?
So, yesterday afternoon, they're tearing down the old Denver 7 building. They're demolishing it, actually. It's been right there at 7th and Lincoln for a minute, and they're finally starting to take it down
that
yesterday.
That place has been there forever, but it was starting to get tagged, and it was all spray painted. And-
yes, exactly. Exactly. And that's kind of it. They're like, we need to make sure this thing gets, out of the way. So they were tearing it down, and it looks like part of it almost hit a car. So it impacts some traffic there in downtown Denver. One of the signs when
Who parks
they were,
there when they know they're tearing the building down.
Well, no, they were driving off 7th and Lincoln. So
I think they
would
shut the roads down.
No, yeah, they didn't shut the roads down. They didn't think that it was going to be. the way, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get to part of the story.
You still thinking about the Costco carts?
They didn't think that it was going to go into the road the way it did. So it almost hit a vehicle when it was being demolished. Part of the building fell off onto 7th and Lincoln there, and they had to stop traffic so they could clean it up. So it caused a big hubbub. I don't know what I'm trying.
So it's a lot like
a big ruckus.
It's a lot like the
Thank
sample
you,
carts at Costco. This building just stopped the traffic flow.
Dead in its tracks.
Because everybody was parked there.
Yep.
Looking at the building.
Yes. So it didn't go
looking
off.
Looking at the jalapeno poppers.
Here it is.
This is much like Costco.
A piece of the wall near the back of the building came down on a construction vehicle and narrowly missed traffic along 7th Street.
All
so
right.
They had to shut down the eastbound lanes for the entire afternoon.
Yep,
so
just like Costco.
It was a big
Scary.
Deal.
Shut down the freezer aisle so they can get the sample cart out.
Definitely a big
this
deal.
Is spot
there,
on.
So.
Great segue.
Yeah. Okay.
Give me
just
one more.
So yesterday afternoon.
That story, you should probably just remove that one.
No,
from the
I got it next time.
You seemed very confused about that.
It was your fault. You kept talking about Costco, and I couldn't focus. So next time, I know.
I mean,
that
really,
that's
the gist
part
of the story was the part of the building
that's
fell
the
down
part
and
of
it fell
I
into
need.
Traffic.
That's the part of it I needed right there. So yesterday afternoon, also, officers stopped a vehicle just south of Loveland on I-25, and that vehicle tried getting away. It tried eluding officers.
So it's a lot like the sample carts in Costco.
Well, they went down the wrong way on
I-25, and then you try to go a different way.
Well, this person went the wrong way down I-25 and crashed into multiple vehicles.
Well, that's
process.
Horrible.
Yeah, I don't know if officers have to do pit maneuvers in Costco, but that's what had to happen
I'm
here on
start.
I-25
I'm gonna,
to
oh, that's
stop
a great idea.
This vehicle. Pit maneuvers?
Pit,
yes,
pit.
As I
go.
See them
there
wheeling the cart out with the jalapeno poppers, I'm going to ram them with my cart, spin them around, and knock it over.
Not today, yeah. Satan.
I got to get my cottage cheese.
Well,
not today, Satan.
This is just one more instance of vehicles going the wrong way down I-25.
It needs to stop.
I don't know what's happening
in all
out
seriousness,
there.
That needs to stop. Because that
needs to stop.
That is lives in danger.
Absolutely. So, yeah. And going the wrong way in a lane in Costco also needs to stop.
It
so.
Really needs to stop.
There we go. That's what I've got, Jeremy.
But I've never tried a frozen burrito before. I got to stand in line here for 45 minutes.
Hold
I've
on.
Never had a tortilla with beans in
I'm
it
I'm
going
to go against traffic just to get back there.
Let me try this and not buy it and walk out.
That's called a sample, homie.
All right, we got business
That's
to take
That's what a sample
care.
Is. You eat it without paying for it.
No. I'm going to get out of here. No, but I think the goal of the samples is people that go, nom, 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 this is good. Give me a box of frozen burritos.
Yeah.
That's why they're out. And nobody does that.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do buy the box
You're
of stuff
full
sometimes.
Of it. Sometimes,
do.
Never.
Do you, Josh?
Nobody
buy the sample?
Does.
I live alone. I don't have a Costco.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I know,
he doesn't
I
even
don't.
Know what Costco
I'm like,
is.
Dude, I don't.
We'll explain to him later what Costco is.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.